Okay, so you have a few friends over, like NHPR reporter Josh Rogers did a few weeks back. You have a few drinks.
Cheers, everybody.
Do a little cooking. And Barbara Gannon of Sargento says odds are somebody is bound to sprinkle mozzarella on something.
Meatball sandwiches, stuffed shells, cannelloni, and ravioli.
Mozzarella is so popular, the USDA says it's become America's favorite cheese, even surpassing cheddar a few years back. Sargento's bag of shredded mozzarella makes it into kitchens all across America.
We shred more than 10 million pounds of mozzarella a year. That would be about 20 million packages.
Sargento calls Wisconsin home, the state that boasts America's Dairyland on every license plate. But what's weird, or at least a little surprising, is that the country's second biggest seller of shredded mozzarella cheese actually doesn't make cheese.
We are shredding and packaging and slicing the mozzarella that we bring in.
It turns out that innocuous bag of cheese in the refrigerated section is part of a complicated supply chain. Sargento contracts with cheesemakers.
There are a lot of them in Wisconsin, but there are also dairies in Idaho and Vermont and New York and Minnesota and even California.
The company sends cheesemakers like Earl Wilson a specific recipe he must follow. Wilson runs the cheese division at the Burnett Dairy Cooperative in Wisconsin. The co-op employs 150 people and makes tons and tons and tons of mozzarella.
About 95,000 pounds of mozzarella on an all-mozzarella day when we don't make anything else.
On lighter days, Wilson says the factory turns out 50,000 to 60,000 pounds. He says they're so prolific because, at least at the co-op, it doesn't take too long to convert milk into cheese.
From the time we start filling the vat until the time that those molds are formed and ready to go into the brine, it's roughly 4 hours.
But to make so much of the stuff, you need an unbelievable amount of milk.
We have, on average, coming in every day, somewhere between 900,000 pounds and 950,000 pounds. The biggest thing with cheese is that you take 10 pounds of milk and you only get 1 pound of cheese. It's a huge investment in building and equipment.
And cows.
And cows.
Ah, yes, the cows. That's where dairy farmer Chris Peterson comes in.
When I graduated from college in 1972, I traded 33 sorority sisters for 33 cows.
Today, Peterson is the Burnett Co-op's biggest milk supplier, driving nearly 60,000 pounds of milk daily down the road to the factory. When it comes to dairy products, there's concern in some corners over what cows are fed, specifically if they're given growth hormones. The policy at the Burnett Co-op is to segregate the milk, so if a customer wants hormone-free product, they can get it. But Cheese Division Director Earl Wilson says most buyers don't bother asking. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.